Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Many of us who enjoy craft beer also enjoy the stuff craft breweries use to promote themselves. Glassware, stickers, signs, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it. Beer swag this week. I love beer swag. So does Heth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
And you know what? I think that's one of my favorite things about beer in general. If you look at some of the history of the stuff, like all the way back to like the Ham's Bear and everything, breweries have always had some cool stuff, some cool marketing that they print on. They print on goods and print on t-shirts.
Long before I knew about anything having to do with craft beer, I collected beer cans.
I collected beer bottles. I had a whole collection that when I got married weren't as valuable as I thought they were. I kept a couple. So beer swag is everything. And in modern beer swag, of course, is the t-shirt, it's a hat, and that's pretty awesome. But I think there's
And you know the cool thing is, breweries have been making beer swag since forever.
Oh, forever. I remember there was a light, and I think it was an original Grain Belt light that hung on the wall that had like a flicker effect behind it, and it was from... No. It was the Land of the Sky Blue Waters.
Oh, the Hams?
It was Hams. It was a Hams mm-hmm. light. The Hams light that had a flicker.
Oh, yeah, with the flickering water.
The flickering
looked like
water.
It was movie. Yes, bars used to have those. Those were great.
And they would have neon. I mean, the neons are the modern era of things, but beer swag is fun, and it's collectible.
And beer trays, glassware, openers date back. As soon as there were bottles, there were bottle openers branded by breweries.
And there's a whole market for trading and collectibles online. Collectors clubs. Down at the pub, we get letters probably once a week, if not twice a week, for people asking to collect stickers. That's a big one. But also, there's a lot of people that collect beer coasters. We have many, many requests, and often they're a self-addressed envelope with a dollar or something in them from all over the world. We've had people send us in from Germany, from mm-hmm. Oregon. I've had a couple even send me a request from Australia, and beer coasters are a thing that people love to collect. So the big one, and this is a little harder to get, and you have to invest a little bit more, but our beer tap handles. Tap handles are popular. Tap handles are crazy expensive. Don't steal your tap handles. Tap handles to produce are somewhere between $30 and $70 to make, like depending on the quality, depending on the acrylics and stuff. So if you're into collecting tap handles, good on you, because that is a cool collection. You may have to prepare yourself for the investment in that collection, but that would be a cool one.
More craft beer swag when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk beer swag. The beauty of collecting craft beer swag and memorabilia is that it doesn't have to be expensive. Stickers are a great example of that. Seth Cook, Wooden Legs Brewing, Brookings.
Oh, stickers. Everybody loves the stickers. And they end up stuck everywhere. So if you come down to the pub, we collect stickers on our door as well.
Almost everyone who's into craft beer has a beer sticker fridge.
Yeah, that's right. And the breweries, like the two breweries in town, have doors that are full of stickers. I've seen people's laptop computers that probably weigh more in stickers than they do in actual laptop.
Yeah, people do their laptops. Yes.
The other thing that we collect is down at Wooden Legs Brewing, we collect growlers. And we have a lot of them. So how do we have
a lot
so many,
of people do that?
How do we have so many growlers around the bar? Well, it started with my personal collection. When I opened the pub 6 years ago, my wife said, these growlers aren't going to stay in our garage, are they? And that was the first conversation. I said, no, I'll find a place for them at the pub. And they started up on kind of our soffit up above. And we had people come in that had growlers from around the area, and we would trade. And we still will do that. If you come down to the pub, there's a section for South Dakota. There's a Minnesota section. We kind of have them sectioned off by different locations. It has grown so much that I had to hang them in the front window. And now I have enough in the back office that I probably need another display stand for them.
On a related note, I like looking for Wooden Legs growlers when I'm elsewhere in pubs that do it. Thunderhead Brewing in Kearney, Nebraska has a Wooden Legs growler.
Awesome, and I think the growler in Minneapolis has one of our growlers, too. So
I think place in Wisconsin I saw a Wooden Legs one, too. Was it AL Asylum?
It's probably,
I can't remember.
And over in Marshall, and I've seen them in Rapids. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. We love little collectibles, and it's fun because what we've learned is that people enjoy them, and they enjoy having where it was from. We did a t-shirt once that didn't have Brookings, South Dakota on it, and we actually got a lot of flack for it. And they said, we want to know where this was. So when people come in, they say, we want to see Brookings, South Dakota.
A big one for many craft beer drinkers is glassware.
Oh, yes.
I've kind of gotten out of control with glassware a little bit.
I do, too. I feel we should have a glassware swap sometime where everybody can bring down all of their glass, because I know I have an excessive collection.
It would be bring fun, your extras.
It'd be fun to do a swap where people get to go pick through and trade and give away in some cases some of their glassware.
What's your favorite swag? Let us know.
Find us over on Facebook, either the Wooden Leg site or the Beer on Tap site. Send us a quick message. Let us know what you guys like for swag. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something we already have, or maybe it's something that we can make.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.